From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Washington is bursting at the seams this weekend with Republican presidential candidates. They've come to court some of the core voters of the Republican Party, Christian conservatives. They're in town for the Family Research Council's conference for so-called values voters. The halls of the Washington Hilton are buzzing with activity. Pastors, college students, men and women from all over the country stream into the giant Walmart-sized ballroom. It's festooned with American flags and dazzling blue stars of light projected on the ceiling. It's here that a succession of Republican politicians have come this weekend, each trying to convince this essential subgroup of the party that he is the candidate that represents Christian values. There was Arizona Senator John McCain.
My friends, if America stands for anything, it stands for the freedom to follow our own hearts, to determine our own relationship with God.
I know what I would do the first hour that I was president.
Fred Thompson, the former senator from Tennessee.
I would go into the Oval Office and close the door and pray for the wisdom to know what was right.
There was former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a pastor and a favorite among social conservatives.
I come today as one not who comes to you, but as one who comes from you. You are my roots.
Also, Kansas Senator Sam Brownback spoke here, and he might have been a natural for the nomination, an unbending, unquestionable conservative. But his appeal never really grew beyond his home state. And so yesterday, he became the first casualty of the Republican nomination process when he pulled out of the race. The one man who has gained widespread national appeal is
Rudy Giuliani.
The former mayor of New York. In national polls, he's far ahead of other Republican candidates. He's widely respected in the party for leading New York City in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. And he's credited by many Republicans for reducing crime and taxes in the city. But when it comes to the social conservatives at this conference, Giuliani's got a big problem. Abortion. Here's what he says.
People of good conscience come to different conclusions about whether abortions should be legal in some circumstances.
That, in political speak, amounts to being pro-abortion rights, at least in some circumstances. Unacceptable to the attenders of this conference. But Giuliani goes on.
But you and I believe almost all Americans, share the same goal. A country without abortion.
Giuliani is trying to convince conservatives that he has much more in common with them than he has differences. And to further apply a salve to the wound of being pro-choice in these voters' eyes, Giuliani speaks in the code of the pro-life movement.
No set of decisions the next president makes will be more important than the judges that that president appoints. I would appoint Supreme Court justices in the mold of Justice Scalia, Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, or Chief Justice Roberts.
Strict constructionist judges, Giuliani says, and it may have won him some supporters, like Mark Williamson of Houston, Texas.
If he's telling the truth about appointing strict constructionist judges, I don't have a problem with that. I think in a sense, Giuliani is the Republicans' worst-case scenario, but our worst-case scenario is far ahead of the Democrats' best-case scenario.
Then again, Giuliani didn't change the mind of Joyce Zunis of Denver, Colorado.
Most people did not care for him until September 11th happened, and then he became a hero, rightly so. But I don't think that qualifies him to run our country.
Another candidate who's working up a sweat this weekend trying to appeal to these voters is
Governor Mitt Romney.
The music plays, the crowd applauds, but the former governor of Massachusetts has his own set of problems with this crowd. For one thing, many say, Romney has shifted his positions on several key issues, like abortion and discrimination against gay people. Some conservatives even pull out a phrase coined for their arch enemy in the last presidential election season. They call Romney a flip-flopper. But even that isn't the biggest problem Romney faces when he looks out at this crowd. It is his faith.
By the way, I imagine that one or two of you may have heard that I'm Mormon. I understand that some people think that they couldn't support someone of my faith, but I think that's just because they've listened to Harry Reid.
All joking about the Senate Democratic leader aside, Romney's religion does pose a problem for Christian conservatives that might otherwise identify with him. Some evangelical churches consider Mormonism a cult. So more than anything, Romney's message to these voters is, I'm just like you.
So many people of faith have come to endorse my candidacy and my message.
So, did Romney relieve these conservatives' worries?
I can overcome it because if I think about theological problems with any of them, there's not any of them particularly that are perfect, that's for sure.
What do you think about Mitt Romney?
He's an impressive man. I think I have some questions of faith.
So the theological question is big?
I think the theological question is big for me.
Gary McHale of Scottsdale, Arizona, and Ron Meeks of Cincinnati, Ohio. After all the speeches, all the appeals on family values, it does not seem that any one candidate managed to capture the support of the majority of voters at this conference. And that's a big problem, says Gary Bauer, the president of the conservative advocacy group American Values. Bauer says splintering the Republican base opens the door to a third political party, and that's bad, he says.
I think most people here understand that a third party would only guarantee the election of a candidate that would be diametrically opposed to everything the attendees at this event believe in.
You speak for a lot of values voters. If Rudy Giuliani is polling, mm-hmm. you know, way ahead of the other Republican candidates,
right.
are conservative value voters actually being pushed to the side of the Republican Party?
No, they're not. Look, Rudy Giuliani has 30% of the vote. In a field with seven candidates, 30% puts you in first place. But it doesn't mean there's been any shift in the Republican Party. And I believe, you know, before this is over, the field will get down much smaller than this. And I think at that point, Mayor Giuliani's going to have a real battle in his hands.
Late this afternoon, the Family Research Council announced the results of its straw poll of values voters. Mitt Romney narrowly edged out Mike Huckabee for first place, both polling just over 27%. Rudy Giuliani came in second to last, and John McCain was in last place.